Look, I want to get right into this interview, and straight up, did you ever think in your career that you would be releasing 50 albums? I mean, that is a definite milestone.
No, because when I went to school in Skinner's Pond, they told me I couldn't sing and I had a tin ear. And every time that the kids were supposed to sing, they didn't want me singing with them because I couldn't sing. But, I mean, the cows sure liked it because I used to yodel going up through the fields for the cows. So take it from there.
You know, with the, you know, the 50th album, we're talking about the Ballad of Stompin' Tom, and all your music has always been about Canadiana. It's always been about Canada. Nothing else but Canada. Why was it important for you from the beginning to today that your music was always about Canada, the red and white and the maple leaf?
Well, probably Wilf Carter might have had a lot to do with that, and my mother, because my mother used to sing Wilf Carter songs, and then if you know anything about Wilf Carter, in the early days, he used to sing songs about the Strawberry Roan, which was a Canadian horse, and he sang about the Blue Canadian Rockies, and he sang about the disaster in one of the Moose River gold mine down in Nova Scotia, and the capture of Albert Johnson, the Mad Trapper, and he sang songs about Canada. And my mother used to know a lot of those songs, and she'd sing them, and I'd pick them up. And then when I got older and realized, hey, with no Wilf Carter, nobody's singing anything about Canada. So I kind of picked it up from there. I seen a drought that nobody was writing about Canada or singing about it, or very damn few. So I thought, hey, there's a niche. I think I'll do my best to fit in there.
And with this album, you've got 12 brand new songs. What can fans expect from this new album?
What can they expect? Well, I guess they'll have to hear the album first and make their own judgment, but it's all about Canada once again, with possibly the exception of one song, Kevin Barry, which is an old standard from Ireland.
You know, you just keep going and going because as we speak now, I know you're preparing for a tour. It's going to be happening on July 21st. 21st, my birthday. I'll be celebrating 45 years.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. What can fans expect on this tour?
Well, they expect, you know, a lot of the new songs off the new album, of course, because I haven't been out on concert to do them before. They're too new. So there'll be the new songs and all the old standards, of course. And as I move from one area of the country to another, my songs are predominantly about that area because I have so many of them that each area I go into, for instance, if I'm going into, you know, the Maritimes, well, the show is predominantly all, you know, Maritime songs, with the exception of some of the better-known ones, such as, you know, Sudbury Saturday Night and Hockey Song and those things. But, yeah, it's much as, you know, it always used to be. I sing about my country, and I like looking in the eyes of the people that I'm relating to. There's a lot of rapport goes on between me and my audience. I'm not one for spotlights in my eyes. I don't want spotlights. I want to see everybody in the audience, and, you know, it becomes... We become one, the band, myself, and the audience.
Well, there are going to be two very special points in this tour. Not that the whole tour isn't special, but one, of course, Newfoundland. 20 years. Why so long?
I think it's probably 18 or 19, but yeah, you're right. Well, it's a logistic thing, you know. I drive everywhere I go, and I go by ferries, and like it's really not my fault. It's the promoters, because... You see, you got to take 5 days to go to Newfoundland to do a show in St. John's, for instance, because you're 19 hours overnight on the ferry one way, 19 hours on the way back, and you don't get any sleep because, you know, it's so busy that time of the year. There's no cots, there's no beds, there's no nothing. You sit in a chair or you walk around, and, you know, it takes time for all this. And it's quite expensive to go over there for one show. And so, you know, the way the promoters look at it, well, hey, it takes 5 days to go there to do a show and back. We could be doing four shows in the same time in some other part of the Maritimes. So it's a logistic thing, really. it's not that I don't want to go. I'd go there in a, you know, no problem. But when you're contracted to a promoter, they see things in their own way, and you know they're into it for making money. They're not fan oriented like the singer is himself. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't buy the promoter's record; you buy the entertainer's record.
Absolutely. The other part too, Casinorama. This is going to be a first for you, sir.
Not the first casino, but the first that first time at Rama.
Casinorama. That's what I meant. The first time being at Casinorama. That is going to be something special. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to get up there, too. But all these things going on, and somehow, some way, you're going to be able to have your face, or maybe your boot, on a postage stamp. That's got to be thrilling for you, sir.
If somebody had told me when I was following the team of horses down Skinner's Pond when I was 8 and 10 years old, that, when they were telling me I couldn't play music or I couldn't sing, that I was someday going to have my face or mug, whatever you want to call it, on a postage stamp, that would have been one of the wildest dreams that I would have ever thought of. But I'm overwhelmed and honored and proud, and there's not enough words to describe how I feel about having this honor. I think it's, you know, my previous best honor that I was most proud of would be the Order of Canada. But again, when you compare, it's a medal, and it's not as visible as a postage stamp. And now all of Canada, not just the government, can say, hey, we've honored Stomp and Tom. This is a people thing, I feel. And this is the people saying, hey, one of ours is, you know, from every walk of life, he's been singing about us for all these years. And now we can say, hey, you know, I'll feel proud to put a stamp on my letter of Stompin' Tom. You know, he's the guy that's been singing about us. So, I'm overwhelmed about that. I think it's just fantastic.
Tom, I have exactly 1 minute left to speak with you, and I've got two very quick questions. If you want to combine them, please go ahead, because I want to get them in your words. I already know about this, but A, why do they call you Stompin' Tom? And two, how do you want your music and your career to be remembered when we're still stomping with it 200 years from now?
Well, how did I get the name? I started out doing a single in hotels, and for lack of accompaniment and the drum or something like that, I had a habit of banging my foot. And some of the stages were worse for the wear. I'd be making holes in stages or in rugs and stuff like that. And so when my name got around that he's the guy that stomps, they didn't want their stages ruined. So they said, well, unless you come up with something else to compensate for my stage, I don't want you. So I come up with the board business, and I started carrying it around and stomping on a board, which, you know, saved the carpets and stages. And pretty soon, in Peterborough, Ontario, the guy disconnected the two. He said, the stomp and the man, okay, his name is Tom, it's Stompin' Tom.
And your career, sir?
And just familiarize me with the second part again.
How do you want your music and your career to be remembered when we're still listening to you 200 years from now?
Well, if it lasts that long, which I hope it does, I want everybody to know that while I was around, my main thoughts every time I write a song is that there's a gap in Canada about songs about this land. And there's a drought here, and I wanted to fill that drought, and I hope that I filled the gap as much as I could, and I'd encourage other songwriters to do the same.
Stompin' Tom, this has definitely been an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the stamp, and congratulations being back on tour. Thank you so much for this interview, sir.
The pleasure is all mine.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.